Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today has been warm and sunny across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun shone brightly, while Jerusalem enjoyed clear blue skies. Haifa saw mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, Kushner and Netanyahu spent several hours meeting in Jerusalem. They're pushing for a U.S.-backed plan for Gaza, with no Israeli withdrawal from the Strip. Also, Walla reports that a senior IDF official warned earlier today about the fragile situation with Iran. The ceasefire with the U.S. could unravel soon without new agreements. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, Netanyahu and Kushner have reached agreements on a Gaza roadmap. A key condition remains the disarmament of Hamas. Separately, Ynet reports Iran is threatening a shift to a fully offensive stance. This comes if the U.S. doesn't ease its blockade, raising tensions in the region. And finally, from Forward, anti-Israel Republicans are testing their strength in Florida primaries. Their campaigns are focusing on criticism of Israel, challenging traditional party lines. Here's what people are saying online. Amishai Stein, a journalist, posted minutes ago. Key points from the Netanyahu-Kushner meeting include that Hamas's weapons will be handed over to U.S.-led forces for destruction. Reconstruction in Gaza won't start until Hamas disarms. Israeli President Isaac Herzog shared that he met with Jared Kushner earlier today. He expressed appreciation for efforts to ensure Israel's security in the Gaza plan. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, posted earlier today, Herzog emphasized that the Gaza plan prioritizes Israeli security and aims for stability in the region. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Kushner and Netanyahu meeting, the Times of Israel reports they met for hours in Jerusalem, joined by peace board officials. This meeting follows discussions with Hamas leaders. The focus is on a U.S.-backed plan for Gaza, with Israel not pulling out of the area. This ongoing dialogue aims to bring stability to the region. Turning to tensions with Iran, a Walla report details a senior IDF official's warnings. The ceasefire, based on a memorandum with the U.S., is set to expire tonight. Without a new agreement, the situation could escalate quickly. This uncertainty adds pressure on diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that Netanyahu and Kushner have outlined a roadmap for Gaza. Disarming Hamas is central to their strategy. This agreement marks a significant step but hinges on Hamas's cooperation. Success depends on regional stability and collaboration. In other news, Ynet reports that Iran has set a deadline for the U.S. to ease its blockade. A senior Iranian official warns of a potential escalation if their demands aren't met. This could affect the Strait of Hormuz and beyond, impacting global trade routes. Finally, political dynamics in the U.S. are shifting. Forward reports Republican candidates in Florida are centering their campaigns on criticism of Israel. This mirrors a recent trend among Democrats and could influence future U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Kotek reports that the son of an oligarch is being sued over a rental dispute involving a luxury villa in Israel. The case centers on a claim for $322,000. Separately, Israel Hayom Business says Samsung has invested millions in an Israeli startup, Expander. This company, founded by former Amazon employees, recently completed a $7.5 million seed round. And finally, from Globes, the Israeli shekel has gained strength against the U.S. dollar. It has risen by 2.5% over the past month, showing resilience in the currency market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.